Welcome to the Health Reflections podcast, a podcast dedicated to exploring the world of anti-cancer living and empowering you to take control of your health. I'm Finola, your host and guide on this transformative journey towards a vibrant and resilient life. Join me for solo episodes and conversations with wonderful guests. I am beyond excited that you're here, so let's dive in.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Health Reflections podcast. And today, I really want to talk about something that is really, really important for me. That topic is yoga. If you have been following me for a while, you know that yoga is a very big pillar in my life. It's a very big and important pillar into living a healthy life, living an anti-cancer lifestyle. And I thought it would be a good idea to make an episode talking about how yoga can really help our health and the different benefits that we can get from it. And how it works. So the science behind yoga actually helping us to improve our health. Obviously, we're not going to mention every single thing that yoga can help with, but I thought I would mention the most important ones, or at least the ones that I see help me in my life, not only like in my life with the habits that I choose, but also due to my family history. There's certain things that kind of scare me in the sense of whether or not I could have those same problems in the future. So that's what we're tackling today. Maybe I can do a part two. If there's anything that you would like, if yoga helps or not, you can let me know. You can send me a message or in our community, and I could create an episode about it. So with no further ado, let's get started into today's episode. So first of all, let's start by answering the question, what is yoga? Yoga is a physical, mental, and spiritual practice that originated in ancient India. It involves a range of postures, which are called asanas, breathing exercises, which is called pranayama, and meditation techniques. Yoga's history can be traced up to 5,000 years ago, and there's actually some researchers that think it can go up to 10,000 years ago. The word yoga derived from the Sanskrit word yug. I never know if I pronounce this correctly, but it means join or unite, symbolizing the union of our body and consciousness. So in the past, yoga was primarily a spiritual practice used to promote self-realization and unity with the divine. It was part of the philosophical systems and teachings of ancient India, including Hinduism, Buddhism, and Jainism. The physical postures, which I feel is like the focus part on our modern life, was only a small part of the practice. The main focus was meditation and spiritual enlightenment. It was also used as a form of discipline to control the body and the mind, with the ultimate goal of achieving liberation from the cycle of birth and death. Today, yoga is used as a holistic practice, providing physical, mental, and emotional benefits. It is often used as a form of exercise to improve flexibility, strength, and balance. And beyond physical health, yoga is also used as a form of stress relief, promoting mental well-being through practices of mindfulness and meditation. It is also used therapeutically to manage certain chronic conditions such as heart disease, depression, anxiety, and also you will find it employed in some wellness programs in schools, workplaces, retreats, and community centers that promote overall well-being. So the first thing that I would like to mention, and I think this is very obvious, I think everyone knows this, but one of the things that yoga helps with is to improve our flexibility. And now maybe your next question is, why do we need flexibility for our health? Well, the first thing is that having flexibility can reduce the risk of having injuries, because a more flexible body becomes less likely of become injured, mainly during physical activities. Having flexibility can also improve posture and alignment, and this can lead to less pain and less issues in our back. Increased flexibility can also improve our performance in several physical activities, and also it has been proven that Sorry, if you're watching this podcast episode from YouTube, you have just seen a little cutie doggy jump onto this little it's not really a sofa. I always forget the name for it, but it's like a sofa chair or something like that. And she's so small and so tiny that sometimes she really struggles to get on there.
You manage, baby. Good job.
Okay, so as I was saying, flexibility exercises can promote relaxation and stress relief, and this contributes to an improved mental health. Now, how does yoga help to have an improved flexibility? The different poses that we practice on yoga stretch our muscles and increase our range of motion. And by doing this on a regular basis, the flexibility is improved. The reason why this happens is because when we stretch, we're actually pushing our muscle fibers apart. And this creates more space for new muscle fibers to grow. And this increase in muscle fibers makes the muscles more flexible. Also, the poses practiced in yoga increase the production of certain substances in our body that help maintain and repair our tissues, helping also to improve flexibility. The next thing that I want to mention, and I think this is also pretty known, I think people know that whenever you practice yoga, you also are improving your balance and your strength. Although a lot of people think that yoga is just for relaxation and a chill practice and doesn't really get you moving, or you cannot get tired or get anything out of it other than relaxing and getting ready for sleep, which is totally a misconception. But yes, when you practice yoga, you work on your balance and your strength. Having a good balance and strength can bring a lot of health benefits. Now, similar as before, improved balance reduces the risk of falls and injuries. It also promotes better coordination and stability, whether it is on regular movements like walking or in different physical activities. Having an improved strength helps the body's ability to perform daily tasks with ease, from carrying the groceries bag to climbing the stairs, which is something I deal with very, very often. It also boosts our metabolic rate and supports our bone health, which is very important to prevent diseases like osteoporosis. Now, how this works is because when we practice yoga, there are some poses that require maintaining that posture for an extended period of time. And this is what enhances balance and strength. Also, there are certain poses that target various muscle groups, promoting strength and endurance. And while practicing these yoga postures, there's a requirement of awareness and concentration. And this awareness and concentration contribute significantly to improving balance. The next thing that I would like to mention is that yoga helps with our respiratory function. Having a healthy respiratory function is crucial. The first thing is that having a healthy respiratory function enhances the oxygen exchange, which is crucial for the function of all the cells in our body. Better respiratory function means more oxygen will get to our cells, and this will support the function of our cells and promoting our overall well-being. Moreover, efficient breathing improves energy levels and concentration. And it also plays a crucial role in the health of our heart and our brain. Apart from all of this, certain breathing exercises that is used in yoga can help manage stress and anxiety, promoting mental well-being. Improved respiratory function can enhance athletic performance and help in the management of respiratory conditions such as asthma. And the science behind this is because when we practice yoga and when we practice our awareness and our concentration, and when they're paying attention to our breathing and we're practicing these breathing exercises, this increase our lung capacity, which means we will take in more oxygen. And as I mentioned before, it is a great benefit for our cells and our body. These breathing exercises also stimulate the relaxation response in our body, which can reduce stress, anxiety, and promote a mental well-being. Also, there are some yoga poses that involve opening our chest, and this can also improve our lung capacity and respiratory efficiency. And lastly, regular yoga practice with these breathing techniques strengthen the muscles involved in breathing, which further enhances our respiratory function. Okay, the next thing that I would like to mention, and it has already been mentioned a little bit, is how yoga promotes our mental well-being, which is probably why a lot of us started yoga in the first place. Like in my case, I started yoga as an advice of my therapist when I was in depression. And I think this was like more than 8 years ago. And I think there is still a lot of awareness needed in this matter, but I think we're getting there. I think a lot of people are speaking up and talking about this, but mental well-being is crucial for us to be healthy. First of all, mental well-being means reduced levels of stress and anxiety, which in turn can reduce the risk of various physical health issues, such as heart disease, strokes, and immune system dysfunction. Furthermore, individuals with good mental health are often better equipped to handle daily challenges, make healthy choices, and maintain physical health and relationships. Now, on a biological level, positive mental health can influence the body's physiological functions, promoting better sleep, enhancing immune function, and even improving pain management. Practices like yoga often involve mindfulness, and this has been linked to improved cognitive function, including attention, memory, and decision-making abilities. A little science behind this. The mindful aspect of yoga can stimulate the relaxation response in the body, reducing the production of the stress hormone, such as cortisol. Lower levels of these stress hormones can lead to improvement in various physical and mental conditions, including anxiety, depression, insomnia, pain, and even certain conditions like hypertension and cardiovascular diseases. Another thing is that practicing mindfulness through yoga can change the structure of our brain. Neuroimaging studies have shown an increased gray matter density in brain regions associated with mindfulness, such as the prefrontal cortex, which is involved with complex behaviors like decision making and social behavior, and other brain regions like the hippocampus, which is involved in memory and learning. And these changes in our brain can lead to an improved cognitive function, better emotional regulation, and reduce symptoms of depression and anxiety. Also, as I mentioned before, during yoga, we focus a lot on our breathing, and this can lead to an increased level of oxygen in our brain, which in turn promotes better mental performance and a reduce in our stress and anxiety levels. The deep rhythmic breathing associated with yoga can also help the body's parasympathetic nervous system, which controls the body's rest and digest functions, providing a counterbalance to the fight or flight stress response and promoting a sense of relaxation and calm. The next thing that I would like to talk about is heart health. Our heart, as you know, is responsible for pumping our blood all throughout our body, supplying oxygen and nutrients to our cells, our organs, and our tissues. Having a healthy heart ensures an efficient circulation, which, as just mentioned, is crucial for the proper function of our body. It helps maintain an optimal blood pressure, support the immune system, and aids in the removal of waste products from our bodies. Also, having a healthy heart reduces the risk of cardiovascular diseases such as heart attacks, strokes, and heart failure. Having a healthy heart also contributes to physical activity and endurance, contributing to overall fitness and quality of life. Another thing that I find very interesting is that having a healthy heart contributes to our metabolic function and our mental well-being. Stress and anxiety and conditions such as diabetes can negatively affect our heart health. While physical activity, maintaining a healthy balanced diet, and stress management can benefit our heart health. The science explanation for this is that the physical aspect of yoga, so the asanas, the postures, can improve cardiovascular fitness and circulation, lowering our blood pressure and reducing the risk of cardiovascular diseases. Certain poses are actually known for stimulating the heart area, improving blood flow to this vital organ. Another thing is that the breathing techniques that I mentioned before that are associated with our yoga postures can lower our heart rate, helping to reduce the workload of the heart. Now, as I mentioned before, when we practice yoga with awareness, with mindfulness, with our breathing techniques, we help into reducing our stress levels. And the reason why I'm mentioning this again at this point of the episode is because chronic stress leads to inflammation in our body, which is a key contributor to heart disease. So by reducing our stress levels using yoga, at the same time, yoga is helping to reduce inflammation and the associated risk with heart disease. Now, last but not least, it's actually a very important topic, is how yoga can help with our sleep quality. Having a good quality sleep is crucial for our health. It plays a very important role in our body's ability to heal and repair, particularly for the heart and our blood vessels. Quality sleep helps maintain a healthy balance of the hormones that are involved in regulating feelings of hunger and fullness. It also supports healthy growth and development, mainly in children and teenagers, by releasing the growth hormones during our sleep. Sleep is also essential for our cognitive functions such as memory, learning, problem-solving skills, and creativity. It helps the brain commit new information to memory, consolidate learning and experiences, and enhances problem-solving and decision-making abilities. On a physiological level, better sleep means better mood, emotional regulation, and an overall mental health. Lack of sleep, and you probably have experienced this, can lead to mood swings, anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. On another note, and you have probably heard me saying this before, quality sleep is also important for a strong immune system. It helps the immune system to function optimally, making the body more capable of fighting off infections. And lastly, good sleep helps with our productivity and safety during day-to-day activities. Lack of sleep can lead to decreased concentration, alertness, reaction time, and can increase the risk of accidents. And now I would like to explain a little bit of the science behind how yoga helps to have good sleep. The first thing, and very obvious, I have to say, is that when you're practicing yoga, when you're practicing the different postures, the physical exercise is going to help us tire the body, promoting better sleep. So this is not just yoga, but any physical activity. Second, the meditative aspect of yoga can reduce stress and anxiety, as we have mentioned before, which are generally very common sleep problems. Yoga encourages mindfulness and relaxation, which can help quiet the mind and make it easier when we're trying to fall asleep. Yoga can also affect our sleep by influencing certain chemicals in the brain that regulate sleep and wake cycles. For example, yoga stimulates the production of melatonin, a hormone that you probably know regulates our sleep. Yoga emphasis on deep, controlled breathing can also have a calming effect on the nervous system, which can promote relaxation and improve sleep. Furthermore, research has shown that regular yoga practice can significantly improve sleep quality, increase sleep duration, reduce the need for sleep medication, and decrease sleep disturbances. This is really, really good if you're someone suffering from insomnia. I had insomnia in the past, and the way of treating it was with a lot of meditation and yoga, and obviously tackling those thoughts that were crowding my brain. Okay, so we have reached the end of the podcast episode. I really hope that you liked it. I really hope that this information helped you somehow to understand a little bit about how yoga really has an impact on our health. And yeah, this was mainly the message for today. If you have any experiences that you would like to share, feel free to share them in the comment section if you're listening from YouTube. A review is more than welcome, of course. And yeah, share this episode with anyone you think might need it. And yeah, I really hope that you liked it, and I'll see you in the next one.
That's it for today's episode of the Health Reflections podcast. If you would like to have more information, you can check out the show notes or go to the podcast section at finolameister.com. I hope this episode was valuable to you and inspired and empowered you into taking action. A reminder that we have a lovely community space called Healthy Life Dreamers, where we share experiences and support each other on this journey. I would love it if you would help me spread the word by leaving a review or sharing the podcast with anyone you think might need it. Thank you so much for being here today. See you in the next one.